Marietta Grant has just joined us here now. How are you today?
I'm fine. Hi, guys.
Yeah. Now, you've got a brand new single called I Am Me. What is that song about, first of all?
I Am Me is an inspirational song. It's about love. And we want to dissolve hate. Yeah. It's inspirational. Just loving everybody. Everybody to love each other.
Yeah. And what inspired you to write it?
What inspired me, just life situations, what's going around in the world. That's why I was saying, tear down the wall of hate.
Yeah.
And let's hug for love.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's especially relevant at the moment with everything that's going on in the world and in America.
Yes.
Now, how long did it take you to write this particular song?
I wrote that particular song on my bed in my room.
Ooh.
I wrote it in August, and I was just sitting on my bed, actually going through my clothes, and the lyrics just started coming.
Yeah.
And I just recorded it.
Mm. And how long did that process take from when you started it in August to it being released and able to be listened to?
I wrote it in August, and something just told me, take it to the studio.
Mm.
I said, well, I'm going to the studio, and I recorded it.
Yeah, it's so fast.
Yes.
So what made you first want to start making music? Was there something when you were younger that sparked and kicked it all off for you?
Yes. When I was listening to Sade, Smooth, she had a record called Smooth...
Operator.
A Smooth Operator.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, those tunes, those lyrics. I was like, I want to do that. I know I can write some music and I can sing. Mm. And that's how it all got started, listening to Smooth Operator by Sade.
Yeah, that's a cool song to kick it off for you.
Yes.
Is there anyone else who inspired you? Are there any artists that you look up to as well?
Diana Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. In the name of love. Mm. I used to love that, listen to that as well.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yes.
And in your family, do you have people as well that have been musical and maybe helped you pursue this career?
I have a cousin that sings. Her name is Angela.
Mm.
But this is like, I'm like a genius. It just come natural.
Yeah.
You know, I can just be sitting anywhere and lyrics just come. And I'll either write them or just keep them on my phone, or I'll sing them out loud. And that's just practically every day. I'm always having a melody come to me and I just sing it. And
yeah.
I just want the world to vibe off of it.
Do the melodies come to you quite easily? Are you able to just come up with a song when you're not even focused on it at all?
Yes, I can.
Mm.
I can just come up with a song.
That's quite an impressive skill to have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And what genre do you consider yourself to be as well?
R&B, dance, and pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty groovy.
Have you always made that, or did you start out making something else and kind of evolved into it?
I was doing some gospel. I'm good at gospel as well. Started, you know, I used to sing for my grandmother on her birthday.
Yeah.
And, you know, she sent us to church and I just started singing. You know, we singing. It's instilled in me, the singing part.
Yeah.
I just love to let people, make people happy.
Mm, for sure. And are there any big moments that you've had since you have been making music that stand out to you?
Yes. Like I knew I was kind of special when I did a performance, a Christmas performance on the 23rd of December for Kind 20. And they streamed it all over the internet. I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was a blessing. Everybody all over the world, they did a Christmas program in every, you know, international, country was performing, and I was as well, so I was pretty happy about that.
Was that this Christmas just gone during the COVID times?
Yes.
Yeah,
Christmas just passed.
So that's quite a good idea to unite the world. And I suppose maybe it was better doing it that way because you can share your performance with a global audience rather than just the people that would have been there.
That's correct.
Yeah. And how's COVID been for you? Have you seen it as a chance to have the time to write, or have you had to cancel most of the stuff that you had planned this year?
I just try to be careful. I can still write. I can still write my music. Just have to be careful because it is in the United States is real bad in certain areas in certain states. Like Dallas, I'm in Texas. So Dallas, we have to keep our masks. It's on the rise. So I just try to be careful, keep my mask on. And if I see people walking around, please kind of cover your face. Yeah. You know, we're trying to save lives here.
Absolutely.
It's all about saving lives.
And hopefully with all these vaccines, we'll be able to make some sort of turn soon.
That's right.
Do you have any other music that you're working on at the moment that you're hoping to release after this song?
I have a new single, new release, was just came out on the 25th of January. It's called That's Why.
Yeah.
And it's out on all the streaming platforms globally and in the United States. It's a beautiful song. It's a love song.
Ah, yeah. Lovely. Do you do anything with your music that you think makes it unique and not like anybody else?
Yes, mine is very unique because it's coming from the heart. My lyrics is very different. My lyrics stands out. It's inspiring. It's catchy. It's uplifting, and people can dance to it, vibe to it, and relate to it.
Yeah.
That's what my music is, and I believe, I know that everyone around the world, the globe, will embrace me and enjoy it and dance to it. And I just appreciate and thank everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. And do you ever just sometimes feel like you don't know what to write next and the lyrics aren't coming to you?
What I'll do for that sometimes, yes, sometimes I do get that, and I'll just have to sit down, I'll come back to it, and I'll rewrite something else. Sometimes I have like a little scratch pad.
Yeah.
And I'll just start, you know, putting the melodies down. Well, this should sound right. And then it'll all form together. And I got a record.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's good that you delay your writing and come back to it later, because you don't want to just force a song, because 9 times out of 10, if you force something, it's probably not going to be as good as when you do it when you want to.
That's right.
And when you're not making music, do you like to get up to anything exciting, or is music just taking over your life completely?
No. I still go out and, you know, do a little shopping, go to the movies, hang out with my friends and family. You know, we, by being the COVID going on, we just try to be careful.
Yeah.
But I still live my life. And, you know, people still can walk up to me. I'm very approachable. I'm very friendly, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, where are we able to listen to all of your music, and in particular the single "I Am Me"?
Well, you actually do you have it? It's available on streaming platforms.
Yeah, just every streaming platform then, Spotify, Deezer, etc.
Yes, it's everywhere.
Okay,
you can pick it up.
And are you on social media as well for us to keep up with all your exciting music coming out?
Yes, I am on Facebook. You can find me at Grant Marietta. That's my last name first, G-R-A-N-T. My first name, M-A-R-I-E-T-T-A. I also have a Marietta Grant fan page on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can also look me up and follow me at One Grant, that's G-R-A-N-T, Music, that's on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram. I'm Soul the Genius. That's my username on Instagram. So you guys, if you want to check out what I'm doing for a day to day. I'm always posting something on each site practically every day. That's where you can find me at.
Yeah.
And they can also go to my website at mariettagrant.com. And I have merch there. My music is there and my events is there as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining me here today.
Thank
it's been
you.
Great talking to you.
Much love. Thank you for having me.